discuss that before they do. Governor Haslam, good morning, sir. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I appreciate you joining us this morning. This is a momentous day in Tennessee in this particular session.
It is. I think a lot of us have worked a long time to have a discussion around transportation and how we fund roads and bridges in Tennessee, and I'm excited about the discussion that's getting ready to happen.
Yep. Speaker Harwell has indicated that if the late alternative, which she helped bring to the table, fails, she will likely vote for your amended plan. Are you prepared to make basically the same promise to her that if her plan succeeds and wins over yours, you will sign that plan?
Well, let's see how the legislative process unfolds. I've said all along that I have philosophical issues with not having the people who use our roads pay for them. And I obviously feel like improve is better. But again, there's a legislative process. I understand that, and we'll see how that plays out.
You have said on some other issues that you would yield to the will of the legislature. This right. might not be one of those that you would yield to the will, whatever that turns out to be.
I think the other thing is one of my primary concerns has been a plan that can pass both houses.
Right.
And the Senate has been very firm that, a plan that relies on general fund and doesn't rely on our users was a non-starter over there. And my goal all along is to have something that funds our roads, keeps Tennessee the lowest tax state in the country, and can pass in both houses.
And it's very possible, if not likely, that the House might pass the Harwell-Hawk plan and the Senate would pass your plan. It would go to conference committee. Some kind of compromise would come out of that conference committee. Would you commit to signing whatever that if that happens under those circumstances, whatever the compromise is.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to say I'm going to commit to whatever because I don't know what the compromise is. But, at the end of the process, if both houses have agreed on it, and, we need to get a transportation plan funded. But again, it's hard to say, regardless of what comes out of there, I'll sign it.
Sure. Which half is the most important? Is it the funding for the highways, even if it requires a tax increase, which would then be offset by tax cuts? Or are the tax cuts in manufacturing and grocery taxes the most important part of the plan? You've been almost as compelling in building a case for the manufacturing tax cuts as you have for the necessary transportation funding.
I think it's all part of the mix. I know people are saying, why is this all one thing? Because I think it's all a way to address what I think are issues currently in Tennessee. We have an issue with the way we tax our manufacturers. We're at a competitive disadvantage with our fellow states. We do have a surplus in our general fund that allows us to give back some tax money through grocery tax to every citizen. That's one tax that every citizen pays. And we do have a road funding issue. What we have the luxury of right now is the benefit, because of a budget surplus situation, of being able to address all of that at the same time. The point I keep trying to make is I don't know that Tennessee will have that opportunity again anytime in the near future.
Yeah. I understand, I've read a report anyway, that you recently set aside some time to meet with specific House members to discuss this issue, and it was described in that report as hot box meetings. Now, what wattage of lamp do you use for these hot box meetings? Because I might need to borrow that one of these days.
Yeah, it's the standard that, involves the chains and stuff. I think anybody who knows me knows I'm not a hard pressure type. But I've met with a lot of members and talked on the phone with a lot more just to walk them through, here's why we ended up where we are. And here's why I think that's the right thing to do.
Did you convince anybody, any holdouts during any of these meetings?
Well, I think we did. I mean, we'll see. We'll see when we vote today. But I think one of the things that is different in the role as governor is I spend all year working on the budget. It's really the governor's primary responsibility is to present a budget and then to manage that.
Right.
And so one of the things that I think is helpful in those conversations is to sit down and let's talk about the budget impact of various plans. And, you know, if you're a legislator, we really do have citizen legislators, and people don't appreciate that because they're here. They look like, well, they must be working full-time. And they do work full-time, but most of them have jobs back home, and they don't...
They better. They don't get a paid nut for being a legislator.
Right. So they don't have the luxury of sitting down and literally wading through that budget, not just at budget time, when it's just a budget, but all year long. And so I think one of the things I try to communicate is, just where are we financially? What are our opportunities and what are our challenges in the budget?
Did you make any agreements with Democrats to secure their votes? I know there were some Democrats trying to make some kind of a deal, at least through the media.
Yeah, and no. I mean, right now, into the state, there's probably, from legislators, $100 million plus in budget requests, Republicans and Democrats. We obviously are sifting through those to see what will we prioritize in this year's budget, we'll finish that budget process once we conclude the Improve Act.
Okay. Have you got a closing argument you'd like to pass on before we move on and join the House debate about an hour and 15 minutes from now?
Sure, really two or three things. In the end, our mission in government is to solve problems. Today in Tennessee, we have a problem around the way we fund roads and bridges. Everybody agrees with that. So the question is, what are we going to do about it? You yourself said last week, but that was very well said, that our approach is the most conservative approach to solving that problem. 35 years ago, President Ronald Reagan went on the radio to say, we can't let our roads and bridges deteriorate. To do so will cost more to fix them than it will cost to do now. The most responsible way to do that is the way we've always done that, through a user fee. And you have Grover Norquist and Americans for Tax Reform who have said, this is not a tax increase. And those are people who make other folks live and die by tax increases. So I think we've come up with, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity of a governor that wants to address this. We have the funds to give a bigger tax cut than what your gas bill will go up, and we can solve a transportation issue which is critical to the future of our state.
Governor Haslam, thank you. Appreciate you joining me. May the best plan win.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
All right. Take care. Governor Bill Haslam, your turn.